wake up each morning brimming with excitement, overjoyed to begin a new day? Does your work satisfy and fulfill you? Are your relationships healthy and supportive? Does your lifestyle support your dream version of you? And finally, are you happy? Join Maya Voce, mystic warrior and energy goddess, as she takes you on a journey through the amazing world of energy. Harness the infinite powers of the universe and allow your real light to shine through. Anything can be yours. You only just have to believe.
And hello, hello. This is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio, and sending you much aloha from the beautiful Big Island of Hawaii. To share this beautiful space with you. It's a misty morning. You know, we are 4,000 feet above sea level in rainforest. So it's just this beautiful misty morning today, and one my young one grumbles about. But anyway, I find it enjoyable. So beginning this time together, just sharing gratitude for sharing this time with me. I was so excited to share this space with you this morning, because there is this afternoon, whenever, whatever time you're greeting me, because I have good news. I have wonderful, wonderful energy news. And I have to say, I was just so excited to share it, because it seems week after week after week, it's been more heaviness and more darkness. And, you know, here we are in the void. You've heard me talk about, we've been sitting for so long now, it feels like in the void. And anytime we're in this void energy, it always feels like a long time, because there's so much uncertainty, so much unsettling energy. You've heard me say the void, you know, it's neither beginning nor ending. It's just this mix of stuff to be. But I am so proud to tell you and share with you today that we have reached the end of it. I'm really feeling that strongly. And there is so much going on. So we're going to talk about energy in this first part, because there just is so much going on. We've got a new moon, we've got this, we've got that, lots of energies creating this just beautiful divine feminine focused energy. So I'm hoping you're feeling lighter. I'm really hoping it's resonating with you, and we're going to talk more specifically about that. And of course, we're going to talk about energy shifts, raising your vibration, because we've spent so long in this void, in these heavier energies. It's time to consciously shift our energies up. And, you know, and that's not something that we go to school generally. Okay, I did, because I'm so obsessed with energy. But for the majority of us out there, that's not what we're learning. You know, we're not learning about energy. We're not learning about how to tap into our heart space and our inner wisdom. So, you know, this residual heaviness, this residual void energy, it is still sitting around in us. So we need to shift it. So we're going to talk today about lightening it up, and clearing out the clutter energetically, and really being in this beautiful space. So all of that. And of course, some fun facts for kids. Magda's really, really taken to this fun facts for kids, researching lots of stuff. So she'll be out here, you know, towards the bottom of the hour to share that. So if you've got little ones at home that are bored with this grown-up stuff, please do call them later on. And she has some fun facts about parrotfish. And I have to say, what she comes up with, I have never heard myself. So she's having fun researching that. So that is later. Let us dive into the fun juiciness that is this beautiful new energy. And again, I'm so hoping you're feeling like you can breathe a bit now. I really feel like that we have come through the void. I am not saying, though, mark my words, that we have jumped into the new. Okay. Last week we talked about how we're standing on this plateau. So we've reached this place right now. That's out of the void, but not the new beginning yet. So we're at the beginning of the beginning. That makes sense. The beginning of the beginning. But it is this lighter energy, and I'm feeling it, and it's just divine. Oh, yes. So what is going on? So we have new moon energy that's coming this Thursday. It's new moon in Gemini. And the new moon always, you know, and again, I have to stop, pause for just a moment, because when I step out of what I'm describing, what I'm feeling, and see how wonderfully it's so orchestrated. So keep that in mind. But we have the new moon, and is traditionally what that stands for is a new beginning. So if you're connected with moon cycles, what we do is on that day, you know, just set your intentions for the month. It's a good time to, I always visualize planting seeds of what I would like to manifest, what I'd like to achieve for that month. And remember, when we say achieve, manifest, it doesn't have to be in the terms of what society tells us to achieve, like a thing. We can just ask for more flow. Wouldn't that be a lovely thing this month, moms, right? More flow to our life. You know, bring the lightness back, bring the joy back. Those types of things, perfectly fine to manifest. And we really should focus on those things and not an actual physical thing, okay? We get caught up in the physicality of life. And certainly we are here, energy beings in this physical form. But we can't forget either. So let's think of our states of mind that we'd like to achieve this month, okay? Or to bring forth. I should stop saying achieve because then we think goal-oriented right away. But we have this new moon, and it's bringing in this breath of just fresh air, just a lightness to this energy. There's a very feminine quality to it. Without any words, it's just a much lighter place. And it is, again, this sense of new beginning. And I'm feeling that reflected out into the world outside, really feeling energetically. Remember, I always speak energetically, that we're through the worst of this. Again, we've journeyed into the underworld. We've journeyed out through the void, stepping on just the threshold right now. So you can imagine taking this long journey, as we all have together, this really arduous journey that we weren't expecting, so weren't prepared. You know, we didn't have our water bottles. We didn't have our snacks. You can tell I'm a mom. And so we just trudged off. And now, after many, many days, right, of this heaviness, we've reached this plateau. So be kind to yourselves, because we have all had one heck of a journey, haven't we? And we can take this break right now. We can take this breath. So as we think of our own new beginnings, right, that you would like to bring in for this month, you know, we see this again reflected outside. And depending where you are, I know everybody has a different situation, but things might be, you know, just lightening up a little bit. Maybe this is opening. Maybe this is an option now where it wasn't last week. So things like this will be sprouting up this month. So really enjoy this and be kind to yourselves. Like I said, we've been through a journey. You know, invite softness into your life. And that is, wow, it's a great segue into the other energy that's fully, fully present right now, is that we have Venus that has gone into retrograde. And you might say, well, I had no idea. Well, I'm sharing with you. Venus is in retrograde for the next about 6 weeks. What does that mean? Well, when she journeys out of our view of the night sky, I mean, she's usually a morning star. When she journeys out of view, she's going into the underworld. So she's taking us with her. But when Venus goes into the underworld, it's not a harsh experience. It's more just an inner reflection of your life and where you're at. And of course, Venus is a goddess of love. So there's about relationships. But what I'm really picking up is this is about relationship with yourself right now. Oh, I just got my goosebumps. So I'm really, really hitting it right now. It's all about relationship with yourself. Now, there's more stuff going on right now. We have five planets all together that are either in retro or will be going into retro. And my personal favorite, not, is Mercury next month. So you've got a little bit of a break. But we've got, oh my goodness, we've got Mercury coming up into retro. We've got Jupiter, we've got Saturn, Neptune, Pluto, craziness. And without going into the specifics of the planet, because I'm an intuitive astrologer, so we're just going to speak generally, what that all means in a nutshell is that it's a time to go within, all right? This is a time to take a break and reflect, sink into your heart space. Venus energy is all about heart. It is all about heart. And it's about opening that heart space. And that's what she'll do, whether you want it or not. She's going to get into that heart energy and break it open for you. Now, we've been through a journey, again, for all of us. And that tends to send us into this place of constriction, right? We've been stressed. We've been stressed. just throw that out there. Just big things, and to honor everyone's journey, because everyone has had a different aspect of the journey here. So wherever you are right now, honoring that path, but it has been big things. So yes, our hearts have been pummeled a bit, right? We've been pummeled. Our energy fields have been pummeled. So this energy now, and this isn't just this cycle. I'm getting this image right now. So this is really a journey that's going to start today with this new beginning. So rather Thursday is the actual new moon time. We're going to start on Thursday with this time of new beginnings and really journey through August. And I don't mean to speed up life because it goes fast enough. But in August, there's this beautiful, beautiful portal opening. And we're just going to jump there for a second, called the Lionsgate energy. And some of you might be aware of it. It's a time of enlightenment. Some call it the Christ consciousness energy. It is also brought to the Buddhist energy. So when Buddha climbed mountain and received enlightenment. So it is just a beautiful energy of light is what's coming to me and when I've sat in that. So anyway, we'll pause that for a moment, but just know that there is this journey we're beginning now, this journey of beginnings, which will really take us into the new beginning in this whole time. So sitting again with Venus, Venus also is about communication. So in this energy that I'm sensing this month specifically, yes, it's much lighter, it's much brighter, but there is one little darkness to point out that I was picking up. And it's like this sense of deception to it. You know, lots has happened, and there'll be those that like to take advantage of those who are sitting in fear. So what I'm feeling is there's lots of maybe scams, you know, kind of this con men energy, you know, things that are too good to be true, or, oh, you need this now because of this. So really pay attention to what you're listening to, what you're being fed in terms of communication. Again, getting back to Venus, all about sinking into your heart space, really connecting to your wisdom. And I'm going to say that again because I'm getting from my guides now this image of yes. That's absolutely what the message is here. You know, all of these planets in retro are hitting us everywhere. So Venus, of course, sitting there with that sense of love and relationships, sense to self, again, very, very strongly coming through, sense of self. Who are you after this journey? Who are you? What are you meant to do? Saturn, of course, is this, I always think of it as the harsh taskmaster. You know, it's like tough mother love and responsibility and okay, so what are you going to do now? That we have essence of career being challenged. So where do you want to go? You know, many businesses have been threatened, challenged in this time. Maybe it's time to think of a new business. Maybe that's not really what you wanted to do in the first place. I know I'm just throwing out, you know, some hypothetical thoughts. But this journey in these next months, really about, okay, but who are you? You know, who are you? How do you want that reflected in the relationships around you? And I'll just tangent for a moment. In the last, let's say, 4 years that I've been working with women's groups, oh my goodness, this theme of just relationships, long, solid relationships that all of a sudden were crumbling. You know, maybe one partner was going on a spiritual way, another not understanding that, a lot of that kind of energy. And because I work with women's groups, of course, it was the women that were, you know, walking into this awakening and just really cracking open where they were sitting with their partners at that time. So a lot of breakups and working with that energy. So I don't know right now where you sit with your people around you. And of course, now, again, so interesting. We have been torn apart from our people. And now we're being asked to sit in this 6 weeks of going within, you know, really journaling time. Oh, my favorite. It's a journaling time. Take out your journals and really, really sit in and reflect. You know, how did this affect you? Where do you want to go? Everything happens for a reason, right? Everything in the world happens for a reason. So sit with who you are. I couldn't be more of a time of reflection with Venus that we have right now, and of course, Mercury retro. So not my favorite energy. And those of you who might not be familiar with Mercury Retro, it's a about three-week period of energy where, to me, it feels like you are just stuck in mud. It's like you're back in the dinosaur age and you're in this tar pit and you just can't move forward. And unless you're conscious that it's actually happening, you know, because I get caught up in my life too. I've got a little one and stuff to do. I will feel it instantly and I'm like, oh, please tell me no. Because it's just nothing moves forward at all. Miscommunication beyond miscommunication. Computers not working, phone lines not working, stuff not working. Never a time to sign a contract. And this too, this energy, this Venus energy, not a time to get involved in a new relationship, right? We're sitting here in this energy reflecting on our relationships. Not a time to dive headfirst into something new. All about reflection. So take this time for reflection. And of course, we'll be hit next month with Mercury Retro when everything will just kind of stop. One of the shining stars with Venus, which I think all of the energy with Venus really is just this beautiful, like I said, it's this influx of divine feminine energy. How can it not be? Because it's being called forth by Venus. So it's just all about divine feminine energy. But looking at that sense of love and that heart, you know, this heart chakra energy that's just being opened. And what a gift to us, again, having come through this really challenging journey, to sit now and go, okay, you know, I can breathe again. I can let my defenses down and, you know, just begin to take steps out there. Begin to take steps out into what will form as your new life. Okay, not in the beginning yet. We're just in the beginning of the beginning. But in general, it's a beautiful energy out there. And I so hope that you are feeling that in your life. You might say, yes, but I still have a house full of beings that shouldn't be here. And still things are very stressful. Yes. Okay. So one is energy and one is, you know, the reality that we see before us. But still this energy should be feeding you in a different way. It shouldn't be pulling you down. It should just be giving you that opportunity to breathe and to really sink into your wisdom. Now, let's pause there for a moment because I really, really want to sink into that. Now, if you've been following my work in Sydney or wherever, I have been going on for years now about time to get out of your head and into your heart space. And really, what does that mean? Well, it means just that. That you don't overanalyze everything. And if you catch yourself overanalyzing something or feel like you're bashing your head against the wall, you're certainly in your head. Getting into your heart wisdom is just that. It's sinking into really the essence of who you are. I made this statement once in a workshop that our brains are really only for visualization, for imagination. And I got some mixed responses. But I'm going to mention that now because as we start to go into the raising your vibration segment of our hour together, that comes into play very strongly, is that we need to visualize. We need to imagine, you know, this life that we'd like to live. But pause there because we're not there yet. I want to focus still on this energy here. But getting into your heart space, there is no better time if you really aren't in that practice of checking in with yourself than now. Like, I'm just going to be blunt. Now's the time. You got 6 weeks, Venus in retro, focusing on that heart energy and asking you to connect with your wisdom. Asking you to connect with your divine feminine, no matter what gender you are, just connecting to that energy. This is the time. So if you can, let's do that. You know, find a space out in nature and just connect to your heart space. So here's a really, really complicated exercise. No, I'm being sarcastic. Here is a very simple exercise that you can practice anywhere, any time of the day. Get some silence, all right, or find a corner of your house that's at least quiet, semi-quiet for a moment, and you just close your eyes, sink in, put your hand over your heart, all right, very complicated, put your hand over your heart, and you say, heart, I'm listening, what do you have to tell me, or whatever combination of words you'd like, that's the general gist, just heart, I'm listening, send your heart love, hey, how's that? Again, a very simple practice that I guarantee not a lot of us are doing on a daily basis. Takes, what, 30 seconds, not even, to really spend that time, share some love with your heart. Because your heart, you know what? Again, the source of wisdom. Your heart has the strongest electromagnetic energy field of your body. There's some great work on, I think it's heartmath.com. I'm going to double check. I haven't been on it in some time. I used to live on site and get some really interesting information. But I will put it up on the Facebook, send the link. Oh, a cat is coming in apparently because it's raining outside. Yes, this is what happens when you have a home studio. But the heart is the intelligence of the body. The heart is the ruler of the body. So it's time we honor that and actually speak to our hearts and see what it has to share with us. So again, very complicated practice. You spend, a couple moments, put your hand on your heart, close your eyes and just send it love and say, I'm listening. What do you have to tell me today? And I guarantee something will come up. Now, look, we're all in different parts of our journey, different stages, different sensitivities to energy. But your body, your guides, all of it communicates to you in the way that you understand. Okay? So maybe it won't be an image. Maybe it will be just a word. Maybe it will be a feeling. That's generally what happens for me, is that, a strong feeling will come up. That's a good thing. That's energy. That's communication. I guarantee that if you take up this practice, this very simple practice of just connecting to your heart space, honoring it, showering it with love, because it does a lot of work for you, don't you think? Without your heart, you wouldn't be here. So let's just share a little love with our heart and really connect to that wisdom. Like I said, with Venus in retro right now, there is no better time to get into that heart space and really connect to what is there. The other essence of this energy right now in this next 6 weeks is about communication, as I said. And right now with this new moon, I was saying the sense of deception, but in general, it's focusing on communication, but two specific aspects. One is communication that is spoken from the heart. So if we want to speak from our heart, we need to connect with our heart space. So doing some of that work. Wonderful meditations out there. In fact, I just remembered, I actually made a meditation. I put it up on my nonprofit, BeKindRevolution.life. I'm going to find the link and put it up on my Mia Voce Facebook, Mia 5 Voce. I had forgotten because it was some time ago. I did a nice meditation connecting to your heart space and just allowing it to expand. So yes, lots of stuff out there to do some work to expand that energy and connect to your inner wisdom. So what was I saying? Communication. So communication that's coming from the heart space. But the other word, and so wonderful that this is coming up, we discussed it last week, is communication with compassion. Yes, that word is coming up really, really strongly right now, is that once you're connecting to your heart, speaking with compassion, speaking mindfully. Words are energy, words are power, and we use them very flippantly. We talk about someone, this, that, it's just words. And right now, especially when I'm connected this morning to all the energy that's happening today, lots of energy, lots of words, lots of rabble going on, lots of people talking, lots of like white noise is what I'm sensing. So we can, totally lost my train of thought there. I was like, wait, what? So we connect to our heart space, connect with that sense of compassion. We did talk about gratitude. We talked about compassion a bit last week. Why did I forget where I was going? Because I was jumping ahead, see what happens in my mind to the next phase. So I was sensing that, there might be, as we're talking about relationships right now, maybe there's some healing that needs to happen. Because again, with this planet, though, so many planets in retro, especially Pluto, we've got Neptune going in retro. This is going into that sense of karmic healing. There's the word I was searching for, karmic healing. So maybe there's those out there that, and I'm not talking from the past 3 months, this might be long standing, that just needs some healing. Venus can be a very loving, healing energy. So really just think about that. Is there some cords of energy still attaching you to something? Yes, Magda's, just hold on a sec. Is there something that's still attaching you to something that needs some healing, maybe needs your inner wisdom spoken with compassion? Sit with that and see what comes up. But if something does come up and, you know, would come up straight away, sit with that and maybe go there. Maybe approach that person or write a letter. You know, there's times that we simply can't speak face to face for whatever reason. Write a letter and send it out to the universe, you know, expressing those thoughts with compassion. So those are big themes this month. Lots going on, but again, a much lighter energy. So I'm so enjoying it. And I love times besides Mercury retro. I think you get that. I'm not a fan of that energy. I know it has a purpose. All energy has a purpose. And the purpose of that is to stop. You know, that's why we feel like we're trudging through mud. And likewise, in these next 6 weeks, because it is the beginning of the beginnings, there isn't that sense quite yet of clarity because we've not yet joined the journey of the beginning. We're just traveling out of the void. So give yourself a break, right? After a long journey, you don't start another long journey. That would be the beginning. After a long journey, you take a pause, you know, get some water, have a rest, put your face in the sun. That's what it's saying now. Take out your journal or your iPhone if you want to record on there. Lots of people do that today, but I write actually with a pen and a paper. I just like the process of that. And all of my purple pens, which my daughter knows are all over the house, my favorite ink color. So anyway, I like the process of that. That is energy as well as communicating, putting something in writing. So yes. Anyway, purple pens. I think it's a perfect time right now to have some fun facts. No, actually, I think it's time to take a break right now as we're going to go into a little bit of a commercial. No. Yes. And when we come back, it'll be fun facts for kids, and we'll get to raising your vibration. So back in a moment.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
It is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Mondays at 6 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And hello, this is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on OM Times Radio, and sending you much aloha from the big island of Hawaii. And we've been talking about this beautiful shift in energy, so much going on with the new moon coming this Thursday, Venus in retro, five other planets going crazy, just going in retro. And it's a time now to welcome a pause and a time of introspection, time of reflection, time of journaling. But it's also the time of fun facts for kids. So Magda has joined us right now. Would like to share with you some really interesting fun facts today. So if your kids are there, come on, get them around. Magda, what's your topic today? Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
So what's your topic?
Clownfish.
Okay, and we've seen lots of clownfish. Cool things, aren't they? Very colorful. All right, so why don't you share your fun fact about clownfish?
Did you know that clownfish can turn from a male into a female?
I did not know that.
Well, here's some more information. Clownfish are born males, but one changes into a female to lead the school. When the female dies, another one steps up to the leader position.
That is amazing. I had no idea that was the case. That's very interesting, isn't it? The animal sea world is just all full of just very interesting things to teach us stuff, right?
Yes.
All right. Anything else to share?
Thank you for listening.
Okay. Thank you for researching that fun fact and sharing that with all of us and your kids. If your kids there have some fun facts as well, they'd like to research something this week, please do share it with us. You can throw it up on my Facebook, Maya Five Voce. And Magda will read it next week. So, you know, that'd be a fun project for them this week to find something else. Doesn't have to be about fish, can be about whatever they find interesting. But there's certainly an amazing world out there for all of us to share. So let's learn a little bit about it and share that with our kids. All right. Thank you. Sometimes. Yes, thank you, all the time. But she's really taken to this as a project. And of course, we all need to have some purpose in life. And in this time of uncertainty, that's something she's taken up. So it's been great. So thank you for sharing, Magda. All right, back to some grown-up stuff now. We're talking about raising vibration. Where to start? This is like such a topic. And of course, we humans overcomplicate things as we do, and what Mia's job is to just simplify it. So we're going to talk about raising your vibration in the simplest form, which really, you know, in a concept isn't that difficult, and you get it conceptualized. We're taking one lower vibration, something, let's say, fear or anger, you know, resentment, all that fun stuff, and we're clearing it and raising it and striving to be into a place of gratitude and love. But why? Why do we want to do that? You know, why not sit in anger? No. So last week, let's talk about this. Last week, we talked about gratitude. We spoke about gratitude. We spoke about what a powerful energy it is, and how it is the gateway to abundance. It's the gateway to manifestation. And what it really does is, you know, I always think of a whiteboard and, you know, you're clearing the whiteboard. So gratitude is a very high vibration and you're actually clearing your whole energy field out, you know, so you can't have fear and gratitude in the same space. You know, it's like two magnets that repel each other. They're opposite ends of the spectrum. So a heart that's filled with compassion, that's filled with gratitude, filled with love, is not filled with fear. That's for sure. You know, it's pushing fear to the side. But you can imagine that place of gratitude, you know, that's what it's doing. It's wiping, cleaning, clearing your energy field. As you raise your vibration, you're pulling yourself out of the mud. In a way, you can think of it that way, you know, as physically raising, and you can feel what that feels like. And we spoke about that last week because this is really important. It's one thing to conceptualize in emotion, but you have to embody it. You have to feel what it is. And I've done lots of energy 101 workshops where we actually tune into our body, and we're going to talk about that you know, a bit today. You know, tune into your body and become aware of what it feels like. You know, I usually use anger because I think we all know what anger is. I think that's a safe bet. You know, so really connecting to your body, you know, and I do this guided meditation where we journey inward and we think of a time, and you could do this on your own. It's very simple. You don't need my words to guide you. Just sit in meditation, think of a time when you were angry and observe. You know, this conscious path is all about awareness. So you step outside of yourself and you say, okay, so what is my body doing? How is it reacting? And everyone's will be slightly different. You know, anger is very constrictive energy. So you're constricting. Maybe physically your hands are clenched. Maybe your jaw is clenched. Maybe you're sweating. You know, whatever it is, the physical representations of anger, become aware of it. And so last week we spoke about gratitude. And I should say, if you're going to do that meditation, I start with anger, start with a lower-based emotion, and then end, of course, with something joyful. So we clear that energy of that. We clear anger, and I have some sprays and, you know, do a little bit of work to clear that. And then we have another guided meditation where we go into our heart space and we think of just something that brings us joy. So, you know, something huge. This is not something little, like, oh, I, you know, had some candy last night. That's just a nice thing. That's not a huge joy thing. You know, the birth of your child, when you got married, something just huge for you. You know, maybe just sitting in the ocean and having that connection, that healing, beautiful connection to Mother Earth and to the ocean, that healing salt water. Whatever it is to you that's really going to get you there and get you there fast. And so it's beautiful to watch, and I'll share with you as I'm guiding the usually women in this group, their faces so relax. Like they get this inner glow. Half of the group is usually in tears. And I, my goodness, I'm choking up just thinking about this because it is such a moving moment to see physically what gratitude does to a human body. It is amazing. And when you look at the contrast of what anger does, you know, this fire that's burning within you, you know, making you crazy almost, to this beautiful grace of gratitude. And again, the expressions in the faces, it's beautiful. It's amazing. So what does that feel like for you to be in gratitude? And maybe you did some work over the week. I'm really hoping, because it's such a magnificent place to be, and opens so many doorways for us. It locks us firmly in the now, which is the only time and period to manifest. You know, we can't be manifesting something where we're focusing the future or stuck in the past. You have to be fully conscious, fully present in this moment. And of course, gratitude is about acceptance. It is about accepting whatever you see around you at that moment. Everything, anything. It's not about comparing. It's not about saying, yeah, this is okay. You know, I'll deal with it for now, but I really want that. That's not. And how many times do we do that, right? Like, oh yeah, I'm kind of grateful for this, but I really, really want that big house over there. No, that's not gratitude, my friend. It's a sacred space, gratitude, and it truly connects you to that divine energy. It aligns you, so important, because alignment to source energy, that alignment to divine intelligence is how we manifest. You have to be in alignment to manifest anything in your life, and it has to come from that place of love, period. And another workshop I do, we talk about manifestation. I've done lots of workshops on this. I just love to bring people on this journey. And you know, we think all the time, well, I really want that. Can I get that? You know, I really could use $1 million. Yeah. Well, we all could. that's not the way to go. Because again, it has to be from that place of love. So how do you get there? You know, how do you get out of, I think I put in my Instagram post, you know, how do you go from fear to fabulous? So I like that, going from fear to fabulous, in terms of energy. You have to practice a little bit. Once you practice and you get a routine and you're recognizing your energy, then it can happen very quickly. Or if maybe not quickly, even if you know. I think Monday was yesterday? Sunday. I don't know. One day this weekend. Maybe it was Saturday. It just seems like every day is the same right now. My goodness, I did like an hour of breath work. I did an hour of yoga in the garden. Then I had like just sitting, staring at the wall, kind of energy, meditating. And it took me a while to shift the energy, but I finally did it. It's just in a strange place. You know, I'm an empath, picking up a lot of energy. But anyway, there is a process to it. So how can you go from fear to fabulous? Well, number one thing is you're not going to go anywhere unless you're actually conscious that you are an energy being and that you are energy, period. We go through so many emotional shifts throughout the day because our bodies are, our bodies are, there, you know, it's like an antenna. It's an antenna of energy. It is pure energy, and it is speaking constantly. You know, emotions, they're not just there to annoy us. They're there for a purpose. They are energy, number one, but they are our guide. You know, it's our anchor in life. It's driving us forward. If something doesn't feel right, it's not right. That's your body saying, hey, this isn't right. It's not going, hey, let me throw that feeling down and bury it deep inside me where it's going to harbor and burst out, you know, 20 years from now and trudge forward. That's not what that means. Again, very simple. Doesn't feel right, it's not right. If it's bringing you joy, bringing tears to your eyes, and you say, yes, that's your body saying, yes, that's right. Go forward. Move in that direction. It's okay. Oh. Yes, I get passionate about this because it's such a life changer once you become aware. So the first step of becoming aware is, guess what? Becoming aware. It's to step outside. So your homework this week, if you should be brave enough, courageous enough to take up this challenge, is to become aware. Become aware of your emotions. You know, if you feel your buttons being pushed, instead of sinking into that emotion and allowing it to take charge of you, stop. Take a step back, take a breath, become observer of yourself and say, why were my buttons pushed? What's going on here? Why am I feeling frustration, anger, all of these things? You know, when we feel frustration, when we feel jealousy, that's one we're going to talk about next month, because I've decided that June is the month of abundance. We've been sitting in lack for so long in confusion. Time to focus on abundance. So all of June, we'll be talking about abundance. And so, blah, blah, blah. Where do we go from there? I completely forgot because now I'm stuck on, I'm stuck on abundance, and it's such a glorious thing. Awareness. There I go. I circled in my notes to remind me when I go off on these, you know, brain tangents. Awareness. That's your homework. So when you feel your buttons being pushed, don't allow them to be pushed. Take a breath, step outside and really analyze it. Why are my buttons being pushed right now? What am I really feeling? Is it anger? Is it frustration? Where's that stemming from? Where's it coming from? This is a huge step in a consciousness path, a huge step in becoming aware. If you're just allowing your emotions to ride over you and take control over you, and they're the ones steering this boat, that is not a place to go because you're lost. As my yoga instructor would say, when you're stuck in an emotion, you're lost. You need to step outside of it and really observe where it's coming from. Because guess what? There's power there. When you can sense and are aware of what your buttons are and really what's causing that emotion to rise, that lower-based emotion to rise, then you can switch it, can't you? Then you can switch it. Then you can work on shifting that. Okay, this really annoys me right now. Why is that? All right, I understand where it's coming from. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on shifting that. You know, compassion, always a good tool. You know, someone pushed my buttons this morning and I did just this example, and it must be, you know, spirit is saying, well, Mia, we know you're doing this show today. So here's an example, share it. So I'm going to share it. Sitting outside in my misty morning and writing my notes and, you know, doing my thinking. Preparing for this morning, and my little dog, who I've shared with you, the world's most stubborn dog in the world, just kind of wandered off without me realizing it and was not harming anyone, but he was down the road. But apparently this one woman took offense to him just, you know, wandering down the road and made it very clear to me that he was down the road, and if there was any poops, I should be very careful to pick it up. So, okay, that pushed my buttons. I will share with you. And so I did this exercise, and I will share it with you. Sat down with my cup of tea, and I said, all right, Mia, that really pushed your buttons. Let's think about this. All right, so where is this coming from? All right, well, her attitude, your attitude. Remember, we're all mirrors of each other. And usually what I use to shift energy is compassion. All right, let me put myself in her shoes. You know, imagine what I would recommend for her to be in my shoes. You know, you don't know someone else's journey. And when you instantly put yourself in someone else's shoes, it melts. It melts anger. It's a wonderful practice just to put yourself in someone else's place because you just don't know where they're journeying today, right? So worked with compassion, worked with gratitude, and then sent blessings. Here's my other magic trick for everyone. If you, someone's pushing your buttons, kids included, spouse, dog, whoever it is, send them blessings. And really, you know, people ask me, what does that mean? Visualize again, visualize. So when I send someone blessings, I create a visualization and I just cover them in like pink sparkles. That's my blessing. So I make it concrete. It's not just saying, I bless you. This could mean many things, right? It's just sending love. You know, if your blessing doesn't resonate with you for some reason, just share the love. We are all one human being here. We are all one consciousness. You know, their journey, what they're learning, wonderful. You have your own journey and you're learning something, wonderful. Share the love. So that's how I visualize it. And you could do whatever you want that's going to make that sharing of love concrete. And trust me, it's actually happening, because what happens in the energetic realm, that's where the magic is. That's where things are actually happening. And manifestation is all about creating something in the ethereal, in creating something in the space between, as I call it, you know, out there in the energetic realm, and harnessing it forward and bringing it, birthing it into this physical realm. Oh, so much fun stuff. I just love this stuff. Yes, and of course we have the new moon, right? That's coming up this Thursday. So this is a perfect time to practice your visualizations and your manifestation. Think about what you want to bring forth for this month. And as I said, doesn't have to be a concrete thing. You know, we're not saying, you know, I want to bring forth, you know, $1 million this month. Okay, maybe that's stretching it. But let's start with, I'd like this month to flow. You know, I'd like this month to flow more. I'd like to feel more joy, more peace in my heart this month. All darn good things to to wish for and to plant. Oh, so shifting your emotions, shifting your energy. Oh, let's see. So you're sitting in this place of fear and you want to get to that place of fabulous, right? It's coming up with things that work for you. So again, gratitude is such a high vibration that really cleans the slate. If you can get into that daily gratitude practice, and last week we talked about, you know, in the morning counting your blessings, right, is one way to shift into that gratitude. But it really has to be things that, you know, that resonate with you. And this is, again, paying attention to your body. You know, I've talked about mantras before, and, you know, wake up in the morning and saying, my mantra for today is, you know, I want to be confident. That's fine and dandy. But if that's not something that you're actually missing, if it's not a vibrational, let's say if it's not out of alignment with you, then it's just not going to resonate. It's not going to do anything. And so yet another workshop I've done is on choosing your mantra. And we sit in a circle and women say, you know, I want to be confident. I want to be this. And I go, okay, you're thinking. You need to not think a mantra. You need to get into your heart space and allow your body to tell you stuff. So you kind of try on words. You try on words. You think, okay, today I want to be more confident. And your body responds with, so that's not the word that you need to go for today. And I do this all the time, really, on a daily practice. You know, what am I missing? You know, what's the energy imbalance? When I was doing this practice once, walking my dog, great time to do this. And I said, all right, so I want to be more joyful. No, I'm pretty joyful. It's not resonating. My body's not doing anything. I want to be more this. And then I hit upon the word wonder and tears started rolling. And that's a sure sign way that you hit the mark, because that's your body's release. It's your body saying, oh, goodness, did she finally get it or what? Right? Like it took her long enough, but she finally got there. And for me, that's just a longstanding concept of that brings me back to that oneness, the sense of wonder, the sense of amazement with the world. Like, my goodness, there's so many just glorious things. Like we learned about the parrotfish today. Like, who knew? I did not know any of that. And that is just gosh darn interesting, isn't it? So it's hitting upon the word that is something that you need, that's going to set your energy in balance, that puts you in alignment. You know, I always get this image of that little toddler game, or probably not even a toddler, the baby game with the little pegs, and you've got the round thing, and, you know, the baby has to find the round peg, and how we grown-ups, we usually take the round peg and just jam it, jam it into the square one going, you go in there now. So, oh, yes, no, that's, we do that. So you have to find the round peg that goes in the round hole. And the way to do that is listen to your body. So next week, we're going to talk about strong emotion and how to deal with that and how to work with that. And what does that mean? And as I said, all of June, we're going to be talking about abundance and different aspects of it, how to get there, how to work with it, how to clear your energy field. So continuing with this topic, because this is a more than 5-minute topic of really how to work with your energy field. And really what it is it's up to you. It's up to you. Do you want to make changes in your life or not? You heard my intro. Do you wake up in the morning and you're filled with excitement? And I really mean that, because I will share with you, I do. I woke up this morning 10 to 4 and I was just gosh darn excited to have this space with you and to share this with you, to do some reading, just for life in general. And if you're not there, then my friend, let's talk, because there's work to be done and you can get there. You know, the one thing in life, and I say this honestly, the one thing in life you have control over, and it's just one, is your energy field. Your energy field, your energy field on a daily basis. Moment by moment. That is the one thing that we can control in this life that is yours. It is your sacred gift. So where are you sitting now? Are you sitting in that excitement for life, or are you sitting in that fear? You know, again, we want to get that fear and get you to fabulous. We want to get you to that place where you're waking up in the morning and you're just excited about the day. Oh, you can tell I'm excited. But I want to get you there. I want to share this gift with you because it is all possible. You can sit there and you can say, yes, I am happy. And that happiness, it's not like, oh, I've got $1 million in the bank. Yes, I'm happy. No, that is not happiness. Happiness is that inner peace. Happiness is that inner knowing. It is that place of gratitude. Gratitude, happiness, mush them together. It's one ball of just love. That's what it is. And I mean, when at the end of the day, we are love and the world is love. And if you're filling your heart with love, just the joy for life, this flows out of you. And, you know, it falls into everyone else because the energy that you create on a daily basis and share with the world. And remember, if you are sitting in that fear, sitting in that anger, you are sharing it with the world. It's not yours to keep, you know, on your own. You are sharing it because we are energy beings, you know, and that energy that we are creating in our energy field is constantly out there sharing with the universe, sharing with the beings in our house. I can tell the place I'm in because my animals are a marker. We've got a cat, we've got a dog who I've shared stories with, and we have a little kitten, all very different personalities. And when I'm at odds with myself and in a place, they are in odds with themselves and they're, and you know, there's lots of fur flying and just frustration. When I'm in a good place and alignment, they are at peace. Because why? Because they're sensing my energy. And dogs especially, they are just sponges of your energy. So not in June, because June's abundance, but July, we'll talk about animals and their energy field. But it is possible, all right? And you are in control of your energy field. So let's see, real quick, super, super quick, exercise for this week. How do you start your day? Maybe just start by thinking about how do you start your day. And if you're going to tell me, well, I start my day by a kid waking me up or the alarm coming off and I just go into autopilot and go through the day, I'm just going to leave you with this really, really important thing. Oh, I'll just leave you with this and then that's it. It's that unfocused energy gives you an unfocused day. So what we'll talk about next week then is an exercise to focus that energy so you have a focused, flowing day. And that's what I wish for you for this week. My heart to your heart, we are all one, and I'm sending you aloha and love from this beautiful island of healing. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Bye.